You are listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Kijin Higashibaba. Syracuse Police Chief Frank Fowler will continue to lead the department during the transition to a new mayor. Fowler was sworn in by Mayor Ben Walsh Monday. The city will bring on a new police chief by the end of the year, according to the mayor's office. Fowler was vague about what might be different in his job under the new administration. He also declined to comment on his past performance in the Syracuse Police Department or talk about goals for the future.
I'm not the guy that will look over his shoulder while I'm in full stride. At the end of the year, look me up. I'll be happy to have a lengthy conversation about challenges and accomplishments. But for right now, I'm still running the race.
Syracuse Common Counselor and former police chief Steve Thompson says he's advised the mayor on the new appointment, saying rapport between the mayor and chief of police is vital.
You have to be very comfortable with whomever you choose as police chief. And he felt comfortable with the people at the top that are there now. And so he felt that it was responsible to look at a larger group, at the same time keep the fixtures that are there.
Walsh says he's grateful that Fowler will be stepping in during this transition period. The department has three new deputy chiefs that will assist in his administration's goals.
We're going to be looking at the department's relationship with the community, which is something that I talked a lot about on the campaign. Make sure that we're engaging effectively with the community to be in a position not only to prevent crime, but to solve crimes when they're committed.
Walsh says they plan to add about 25 new officers to the force this year. He said his administration plans to focus on resources and developing strong relationships with the community. For more on this and other local news stories, go to WAER.org.